folks at the Guinness Book of World Records know Casey, Illinois very well. It seems they have to send someone there on a regular basis to keep up with what's taking place in this small town. It's a place for the record books, and it's next on this edition of The American Countryside. I'm Andrew McRae, your host for Farming the Countryside. We're talking about issues, tips, and trends affecting rural and agricultural America.
And then it was a burden on the local office. Essentially, you just have our county right now, or PLC.
On each show, I talk with guests who provide the latest info on important topics and the challenges and successes on their own operations.
We had an open house and invited the entire community. It was a huge event. We had about 750 people show up.
The Farming the Countryside podcast is brought to you by Nutrien Ag Solutions, the world's largest provider of crop inputs and services.
It's time for another American Countryside listener trip. I'm inviting you to join me on an agricultural tour of the Hawaiian Islands, February 3rd to the 12th. Enjoy a Polynesian luau, visit Pearl Harbor, and explore Volcanoes National Park. Ag highlights include Maui Pineapple Plantation, Kona Coffee, Monsanto Hawaii, and more. All airfare, resorts, and many meals are included. And right now, you can save $200 per person on our early bird special. For more information, call Holiday Vacations at 800-826-2266 or just click on the link at AmericanCountryside.com. Jim Boland has been a part of many world record feats in Casey, Illinois.
That gets us up to 14 records, but again, one has been beat, so that puts us down to 13 records.
He's speaking of the world's largest items constructed in the town. They include the world's largest wind chimes, rocking chair, teeter-totter, mailbox, golf tee, and many, many more. Over a dozen. It all began when Jim's family wanted to construct some items that would bring people off the interstate and into the small town of under 3,000 people.
Most of the structures that you see was built out of the old recycled telephone poles. And then the iron that you see is just scrap. You can look at some of it and just kind of see what it is, from old pipeline pipe to old trailer axles to just different things.
It's hard to keep building the world's largest items, though. As Jim mentioned earlier, one of their big items has already been bested. Now he's finding that people like seeing the giant version of ordinary items he and others can create from scrap. You'll find a huge pencil, birdcage, and even a bookworm of tremendous proportions in front of the library. What's better? People are stopping here from all over.
It brings in about 1,500 people a week.
That's a big deal in a town this size. Jim sees a change in the residents who live here as well.
One of the ways I tell people the town's changed is it's just give people a sense of pride in their hometown again, a sense of the reason why they live here in Casey.
And not only do the citizens have pride in their town and more people are stopping to shop and see the items, there's a change on the streets.
A lot of folks are starting to fix up businesses uptown, opening new businesses. It gives them a reason to try to rejuvenate the downtown, and people can try to carry out their dream of having a little shop of some sort.
It's a success story from a small town with some of the world's largest items. Tried from the Countryside in Casey, Illinois, I'm Andrew McRae.